The reviews are in. Let's play ball. Welcome in, everybody, to Fantasy Pros. This is Leading Off. It is me, Joe Pizzapia. That is Dan Harris, and it's you. And we're talking all things baseball. It's a fun Friday. We got a lot to get to today, including your reviews. You came through. We knew that you would. And of course, we're going to read the many, many reviews, or at least some of them. There were so many. I don't know how Dan Harris could possibly find and pluck those perfect ones right off of the stem and read them here on the show today, but somehow he will. We'll talk about the ups and downs. We'll talk about the full slate of Major League Baseball games we've got this Friday night and a whole lot more. Dan Harris, I know you got a big weekend of laser tag and obstacle courses ahead of you. I want to know, have you stretched first appropriately? Because you're older now and you got to stretch.
No, I feel like any injury that I sustain is only going to be fodder for the children. So I'm ready. I will be running a laser tag game with my son for his party. Thank you to everyone, by the way. I tweeted out yesterday, tweeted out a little picture of the little guy and said, you know, he'd love to come home from school, see some responses, wishing him a happy birthday. Over 500 people responded, wishing the kid a happy birthday. Got a huge kick out of it. I will randomly pick somebody who responded to that tweet. I will buy them some Fantasy Pro swag, not Leading Off swag, because we're not at 4,000 subscribers yet on YouTube. Almost. But when it does, that's coming. But I got a big weekend.
How close are we here on the subscribers on the YouTube channel? Because once again, this is not regular Fantasy Pros. This is Fantasy Pros MLB. Okay, so make sure you're subscribing there. You can subscribe to the Fantasy Pros as well, because we got all the football content. Dropped a great show yesterday. Very entertaining, fun stuff there. We got a great show with Scott Fish today. But what about the number? We're trying to approach 4K, right? We're right there. We're at the precipice.
Correct. Yes. Different than the regular Fantasy Pros, which is at like 85K. We're at almost 4K. We're at 3,850 subscribers. Again, we just launched this at the beginning of the season for the first time, so we could all have a special place to talk baseball. It's been great. The growth has been fantastic. Oh, thanks, Mike, of course. Mike's always there with the Mike Mayer. Always there. Yeah, 3.84. So we're getting there. We're going up by an appropriate amount. So once we get to 4,000, I promise we will introduce some Leading Off merchandise into fantasybros.com/shop.
That's very fun. And of course, the notorious BRG always has something. I'm at 6,200 subscribers. Well, good for you, Notorious. Good for you. We love you. Thanks for joining us every day. Well, if your channel's so big, where's your show? That's what I want to know. All right. And I saw another question here. How big is Joey P's lawn that every day there's work getting done outside? No, it's not all that. It just so happens that every Friday, and I haven't seen them yet. It was raining yesterday, so I don't know. When the dudes come, they're going to come through there, and they come like, you know, it's like a pack. They come in there in the riding mowers. It's like seven people, and they just run through, but it's right outside the office door. That's why you hear it. But I digress. Let's talk a little baseball here, because we got a lot to do today. So we'll hit the ups and downs real quick for you. Let's start with the ups, because that's good. Christian Yelich leads the Brewers to a power surge, 7-4 win over Arizona. Again, I find it very hard to invest in this lineup on a nightly basis, because those names are depressing. But Yelich changed his bat. This is good. Maybe it's a better bat for his back. I don't know. I don't care. Just stay in the lineup. Sal Perez homers twice against the Royals, who beat the Twins 6-5. But in that same game, Josh Donaldson, who Dan Harris went not one but 2 days in a row with, homered twice. That is like rubbing it in your face. This is like when the dog takes a crap in the carpet and you're like, oh, yeah, look at that. Look what you did there. This is terrible. Dan, I think you should write a nasty letter to Josh Donaldson. Two home runs after two straight days. Could you imagine if you had read it a third day, what would have happened?
Right. I know. That would have been, when I saw it, I saw him hit one, and for a second, I was like, oh, I've got him. I've got Josh Donaldson, because I picked him. That doesn't seem right. And then he hit another one, and I checked, and it was just terrible. But good on you, Josh Donaldson. I'll pick you again one day. But yeah, good on him. Sal Perez, by the way, look, Joe, we talk about baseball every single day, but there are times where I just like, you know, I haven't really thought that much about Sal Perez. I know he's having a fine season. He's got 14 home runs. 14. That's nuts.
I didn't realize it either until yesterday. And I said, wow, that's quite a season. But I'm still investing in catchers. I don't care who it is. And Sal Perez was kind of that mid-level, like before anything drops off a cliff, you could always go with Sal Perez. And he continues to be that guy. But like all catchers, it's the second half you have to worry about. They start to wear down. And, you know, when guys miss significant time and then they have shortened seasons, I'm sure Sal Perez feels a little refreshed after the last couple of years, too. And I think that's what you're kind of seeing out of him right now physically. So let's see how that wear and tear shows up, if it does, August and September, because typically it used to. All right, let's talk about the downs. This is a huge down. I hate this. Eliezer Hernandez was pitching great. 6 innings, 1 run. He looked fantastic. Yep. Then he injures his quad running the bases, trying to score, and he went down hard. Oh, you could tell he was in pain. He had to get helped off the field. This was terrible, horrible. You waited all this time to get this kid back, and he looked like the real deal, as he is the real deal. So now he's going to be back on the IL for a month and change, probably. Great, terrific. Of course, the universal DH should be here. Right, Dan? I mean, enough is enough with these guys.
Yeah, I was one of like the last holdouts for I love National League baseball because I do like National League. I liked when I was watching the Mets game and it was the fifth inning and they had a chance to score and there was a do you take Taijuan Walker out right now? Well, you can't because the bullpen sort of when he was hitting. I like that. But yes, Hernandez, it's a long term thing, too. That's what Mattingly basically said. I mean,
it's a tear in the quad. It's going to be,
it's time. It's time. I am now, other than Jacob DeGrom, who is our best hitter. It is time for the DH universal. And again, I was like the last holdout and I like the strategy of it. But you got to protect
National League baseball. Yeah, I love it. I'm with you. The problem is it's impractical on many, many levels. Kids, if you're a great pitcher, you don't hit when you're in high school. You don't hit in travel ball. You don't hit in college. You don't hit in the minor leagues. You don't hit in the American League. The only place you grab a bat is the National League against Jacob DeGrom and Max Scherzer. It's a bad idea. It's no good. It's become impractical. Enough is enough.
Just to be clear, Shohei Ohtani says in your face.
Shohei Ohtani could say in my face. Shohei Ohtani's we're going to have a shrine to Shohei Ohtani here behind me next year. Okay. Gerrit Cole by the way, speaking of that team that's got Ohtani in the spite store, of course, this was the week I picked up and started Carlos Martinez. So those 10 earned runs, that was great for me. I forgot that I did that in that league. Good stuff. Loser's Lounge right here. Gerrit Cole, bad outing for him. Rarely happens. He's a human being after all. 5 earned runs. They lose to the Rays. So be it. Madison Bumgarner goes to the aisle with the shoulder. So that is a bummer. But, this has been floating around the internet in the last 24 hours. And of course, people sent it to me and said, hey, and I want to give a shout out here to the person who did. It was Richie Gunhouse at Tricky Dicky, or Tricky Dick, I believe is his Twitter handle there. And it's for Joe's Tough Guys. It's Ray Caldwell, who was struck by lightning in the ninth inning of an Indians debut on 8/24/1919, struck by lightning, finished the game, pitched a no-hitter at New York 17 days later, and won 20 games for the 1920 World Champion Indians. So he was struck by lightning and just said, you know what? I'm all right. I'm going to play it out. And then goes and throws a no-hitter 17 days later. Ray Caldwell, Joe's Tough Guys, well done. I mean, we need more Ray Caldwells, don't we?
I sometimes think like, all right, let's not go overboard with these tough guys, whatever. That dude, that guy wins an award. No, that guy's a real tough guy.
He's the standard.
I like him. But lightning. can we talk about Gerrit Cole for a second?
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Because I think we just sort of want to be like, well, it's a bad start. No big deal.
A bad start.
Gerrit Cole. But there is one thing that we would be remiss if we didn't at least touch on, Joe. Okay. As you may have seen yesterday, there was a report, a tweet out by probably Heyman and I think Bob Nightingale about how MLB basically looked at this whole thing about doctoring the ball.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that they came out and said, oh, yeah, this is rampant and we're going to crack down on it going down. On that same day, Gerrit Cole has a pretty bad start. And his spin rate.
Do I need to get the tinfoil out here?
His spin rates are noticeably down, like lowest in 2 years on all of his pitches.
Now, are you saying that people went to the Astros and cheated? Is that what you're saying?
I would never suggest that. What I am saying is I'm very interested to see Trevor Bauer's next start. Okay, I'm very interested to see the spin rates on his pitches. Now, let me be clear. Even if this were something that he was like, all right, well, every pitcher uses something, okay? Every pitcher uses something. And for the most part, I just want them to be able to control the ball. And I'm sure batters, for the most part, just like, don't hit me in the head. Just know where it's going. You can use something that's approved. But I do think that it is something where I want to watch this a little bit. And even if they can't use you know, even if it is something where actually is like, well, I'm not going to use any of these substances and blah, 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 Gerrit Cole's still going to be the number two pitcher, like on my board. Like, it's going to be completely fine. But it is something that I think is at the very least worth watching, because I think if it really does happen and pitchers stop using it because MLB is cracking down, I think it is going to affect the pitching a little bit in this game. So just watch that. Watch what happens over the next several games for especially a lot of these pitchers with high spin rates. Sorry. That's all. That's all I wanted to point out.
I think this is great. Look, I'm very happy to be doing this show with Oliver Stone here every single day, Monday through Friday. This is fantastic. So I'm kidding. No, I think you're absolutely right, but it's too good of a joke not to make.
It's true. It's a good joke. I mean, Joe, look, all I'm saying is his spin rate, 2,436 RPMs on the fastball. Okay. It hasn't been below 25, you know, 50 all year. Coincidence? I don't know.
Your RPMs and your Dan Fogelberg. All right, let's go to the standouts. Dansby Swanson, his 10th home run. He's on pace for 30. And this was my guy. Your guy was Sal Perez. My guy was really Dansby Swanson. I really didn't, you know, just no shares. Didn't really realize where he was at this point in the season. Martin Perez, another good start for him. 7 2/3 shutout innings against the Astros. A good lineup. You know, he's not a strikeout machine, but he's really found his way. Maybe it's the, you know, the lefty who figures it out late kind of thing. I don't know. Ryan Yarbrough, complete game for him. He's a Rays first complete game in 5 years, by the way. Great note there in the sheets today about that. Lance Lynn, 6 innings, 6 Ks against the Tigers. We talked about the good chalk. He was the good chalk. We mentioned Donaldson and Sal Perez having good nights. Desclafani, much needed bounce back. Very good for him. Lucas Sims, 2-inning save against the Cardinals. Charlie Blackmon, 3-for-4 with a home run. Ke'Bryan Hayes returned to the Pirates. Hooray! Yes. Ke'Bryan Hayes, 2-for-4 with a triple. A nice play in the field also. And Avisail Garcia, home run, 464 feet, fourth longest by StatCast since 2015. And I will say this, too. It's great for the Pirates to get Hayes back. I know everyone's been waiting. It's been almost 2 months since we've seen him on the field, basically. So actually, probably a little more than 2 months. So that is very exciting. But I think for me, too, it's the Martin Perez that this is kind of fascinating. That whole Red Sox rotation. And this week when we're going into Red Sox, Yankees, and, you know, it's, you know, look at the pitching matchups like tonight's Nady Eovaldi against Michael King. And you're like, okay, what? Like, it's, I don't know. Where's
7 hour game, seven hour game coming up. Just get ready. Yeah.
Get your popcorn ready. But still Martin Perez and a couple of these guys, we talked about guys who were just pitching. And I think that's cool to see. I like that.
Yeah, Perez is really been interesting. I mean, his strikeout rate is up. It's still not great for, you know, what you want from a fantasy pitcher, but he has been sort of quietly solid. You know, the expected stats don't exactly line up with what he's been doing, but he pitches on a good team. He usually isn't going to kill you. Like, there's guys like Carlos Martinez, sorry, Joe, and we talked about John Gant, right? Those are guys who you're just waiting for the shoe to drop. You know at some point they're going to get absolutely tattooed. I don't think you necessarily know that with Perez. I think he is, for the most part, a guy who you can start throwing out there, especially if you kind of are, you know, picking and choosing with your matchup. So I agree with you. He is interesting. A couple other guys that you mentioned, Charlie Blackmon, it's good to see him really starting to come on because people were totally off.
Yeah,
he's not going to steal anymore, right? That used to be a big part of his game. But he has the highest expected batting average of his career right now with 310. Yeah, he has that and the highest expected WOBA of his career. Like, this is a guy who we basically everybody was writing off, but he's made pretty consistently good contact for most of the year. So, I mean, again, maybe people are going to be high on him now, but for the most part, these older veterans who are just not what they were at one point, people really hate to buy into them. And they are somebody who you can get probably
that's
pretty
a really good
cheap.
Note there. Yeah. I think that's a guy to go look at this weekend for trades. From the Peanuts of the Cracker Jacks here, Jeremy Hall is a great question.
Yeah.
Would you rather have Kelenic or Hayes? I think this year it's absolutely Hayes.
Yeah.
And it's not a knock on Kelenic. Some people are speculating here in the chat too. Kelenic's the better long-term guy. I don't know how far apart they are, to be honest with you. I think Ke'Bryan Hayes is better than people realize. Maybe Kelenic has bigger upside, but it's going to take a little while. And Seattle, I don't know, as they continue to turn this page to the younger guys, it is tough to have a team full of young kids. Just go back and look at the Toronto Blue Jays a couple years ago. So when you start to add in more of the veterans, the Simeons and the Springers and things like that, then really you start to see a collective kind of rise to everybody. You know, it took Teoscar Hernandez having a really good 60-game season to help out Bichette last year a little bit. You need line of protection, and I don't know where the Mariners are going to get that from because Kyle Seager ain't it. And not to say that the Pirates have that either, but I feel like Ke'Bryan Hayes right now is a little bit more major league ready to help you in the next year, two, maybe three, 4 years from now in Dynasty, it's Kelenic. But what are your thoughts on these two?
Yeah, for sure this year it's Hayes. I liked Hayes a lot coming in. I one of these guys, we had a few of these guys, Joe, in the spring that it was like at the start of spring when I first did my ranks, I wanted nothing to do with them. And by the time I had dug in fully, I was like, oh, okay, I am buying what I'm seeing right now. Hayes is that guy, looked great in his first game, so I expect a lot. My worry with Kelenic, Joe, and I wanted to ask you, do you think, given that I think he's batting, what, 107 at this point?
107 after an 0-for-3 yesterday.
And you and I are you know, we kind of preach patience with this, but the fact remains, do you think there's any chance, even though they're probably not going to compete, they're doing okay right now, actually, but they're not going to compete. Is there any chance that they'll just be like, you know what, the kid, we don't want the kid to lose confidence. He seems a little overmatched. We're going to send him down for a while this year. Because look, Trout came up and then went back. And then, you know, they do that even if they're not competing.
I don't think okay. You do that. I think in this situation the Seattle is, you let him figure it out on there. He also seems like the mental makeup kid that can handle that. I think he's just pressing. I think he's a type A personality.
Yep.
And I think that he's that kind of kid. Because, you know, you see him in interviews and he's very polished. I think he'll figure it out on the fly. Yeah. And it's going to be ugly sometimes. And it's ugly right now. It was ugly for Patrick Corbin, too. 4 runs for him. It was another dud along with Cole. So, but
the only thing I'll say about
6-2-8.
The only thing I'll say about Corbin is he was having a very, very good start and then just collapsed in this. All that came in the sixth inning. But
he's gone off the cliff, man. I don't know. You know, he looked so good a couple of years ago, and then he came to the Nats and he was fantastic. And then I don't know, man.
He's droppable in 12 teamers, man. I mean, for sure. Yeah. 15 teamers, like, you probably have to hold him and just, you know, cross your fingers for the bounce back, because in 15 teamers, just the cupboard is bare in terms of startable pitchers. But for the most part, yeah, I don't see a turnaround.
Right. The injury news wasn't so bad yesterday by comparison. Yep. We mentioned Eliezer Hernandez, so. Sorry, you only got the one start. We'll see if he's back again this year. I don't know. Andrew Vaughn was the big one besides Bumgarner going to the IL. We also had Yastrzemski going to the IL with the thumb. McMahon with the minor groin strain. No groin strain is minor. I just want to put that out there. Mondesi, Villar, and Pham all sat out yesterday too. But Tatis did play. And of course, Tatis hit a home run because that's what Tatis does.
Awesome.
But I want to kind of move past all this because I want to get to the meat and potatoes of today, which is the reviews that were left. So I want to be dazzled. I want to hear some of these 5 stars. I also heard that somebody said, oh, it's the greatest show ever. I love this show. It's so great. And then gave us 3 stars. I don't know what happened here. I don't know if somebody got really drunk last night and was, you know, sometimes that happens. People have 1 too many cocktails. They go in their favorite podcast website and they, you know, they kind of drunk text them or whatever. But you're missing 2 stars. Okay. So whoever that is, I want you to go back and you know who you are. You know, go back. Whereas if you can't love the show and give it 3 stars. Nothing is 3 stars that you love. That's like, I tolerate, I like, it's okay. No. You can't say love and only give us 3 stars. But let's talk about the ones that gave us 5 because they're the ones that get read today. They're our heroes.
No, everybody gets read, even the 3 star, my friend. No, I mean, look, I'm doing it.
Pitchers can't hit and 3 stars don't get read. No.
I will say that when we launched one of our Betting Pros podcasts, a lot of reviews came in and one of them wrote such a glowing and it was effusive in its praise and then somehow gave it 1 star. So we were like, wait, what?
People just forget to just like click the stars, careful. Maybe. That's what
it is. Okay. So anyway, we don't have a Vlad winner yet. I'm going to email that person 1 more time. If not, we're going to draw a new name. Please check your spam. I know. I don't know why. But yes, as Joe said, I looked at all the reviews that came in since our last review. There are a lot of them. I will do my best to go quickly. Are you ready, Joe?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Shout out to Mole of the Crown Town Clowns. You guys keep listening. We will keep talking. Alex J, kudos to staying hydrated during all of our podcasts so you don't cramp up. Nalardo, super informative and pretty funny is why my wife says that she married me. Good to have you aboard. The Hala Fame. Odds of our home run calls would be useful, but they're not always out when we make them. Also, you do not want our track record on the home run calls, but thank you for listening. Little Rid, informative and entertaining. We see you. Dukester the Third. Hope you built on that 5-1 start. Shout out to Atlanta, but to be fair, we both hope that the Mets kill the Braves. Lucky 10-3-8-2. Thank you. I think your baseball analysis is quite good too. I have no way of verifying that, so it's pretty empty words. Bailey Visco Girl, I know you want the show to be longer. Some people want the show to be shorter. My mom wants me to do it in Latin. We get pulled in a lot of different directions. This is the best we can do.
And Vito Veritas.
Yes. Oh, there. We will do a show on that. Dubs, you gave the pod a 5-star review and you love it, but Joe stinks, apparently, according to you. So I can only assume that you're Mike Mayer leaving a gag review. But either way, if you're leaving us a 5-star review, you can say, I stink. Sometimes people,
how
I think,
will I sleep at night?
Well, look, if you're
a pile of money, that's
you
how.
Can say Dan stinks. You can say Joe stinks. If you leave us a 5-star review, you can do whatever you want. Whips 44. I agree. The Manscaped advertising is well worth the price of admission. BP Heath. I'm glad you don't feel like you need a doctorate to understand all the info, but he also calls us stats and Waldy. I don't know what that means. If the peanut gallery understands that, let me know. Sweepless Broom can learn and laugh all while becoming a pro at fantasy baseball is the new tagline of this show. Well done. Edward 3,333. Oh, we're looking forward to the rest of the season too. Thank you for listening. GT9695B. I agree. The hosts are funny. Thank you. Ed Rizel, we've got great chemistry, great energy, and it's the perfect length. Thank you so much, especially for the energy comments, considering I yawned 8 times on Tuesday's show. Seriously. Android number 19. The next pristine auction item is going to be a wrestling one, but Joe is going to steal it. I'm sorry for that. The fan favorite. We are glad to be your DFS ATM. Thank you for listening. JMath12, I'm 90% sure you are a contributor to our news desk and you crush it. In return, we will indeed continue to keep it lively and fun and keep you up to date. Cranderson 1379, fun and accessible is a pretty big compliment. We love you. Emilio, the best podcast in the industry? Really? Even my mom thinks we're only the third best. Thank you, though.
Dan's mom is like top three, maybe.
Maybe, you know. Borderline. Born Free 87, who doesn't love you? Starting your day with a little baseball talk. Fired Up 1974, thanks for listening every day. Martin Guy, Joey P, and Dinger Dan are here for both experienced and novice fantasy ballers. That is our new podcast tagline. Bill H, I am a genius for bringing on Joe. You are not lying. Who is home? Shout out to Brooklyn. Keep listening on your drive to work. Tim likes tacos. Thank you for listening.
I like tacos.
Dinger Dan was kind of the OG here. Joey P is the one who was brought on from the outside. But you know what? I love tacos too, and you clearly listen every day, so I'm going to let it slide. Zolaron, I miss the old early morning pod too, but you're right. We do bring the WOBA and the XFIP, and Tommy Pham still is not doing it. None of that is incorrect. Iceman Jack, that was a really great review. Joe was great within this league. I do adeptly handle the millions of questions that come in every Sunday morning during the NFL season. The Fantasy Pro software is invaluable. Oh, we're doing it. You asked, this is what we're doing. The Fantasy Pro software is invaluable at helping you manage your league. Thanks. Mackenzie, thanks for joining us on YouTube every morning. Remember, that's youtube.com/fantasypros MLB. Check us out. Pop Fanatic. Okay, two wacky guys with unlimited knowledge of everything baseball. That is our new tagline. Dano722. We will keep up the good work if you keep listening daily. Paul J. Hill, doing the Lord's work is a little generous, but you keep listening.
Let's land it on a little thing.
We will keep pumping out the podcast. Frankie Q13, thank you for choosing us over some of our competitors. I hope you go the whole year without missing an episode like you have so far. Cough Drop 36, you were the best in the game too. I'm just assuming that, but still. Adam Uphill, thanks for making us your first podcast every morning. NorCall-25, okay, fine. If this podcast were an Emerald League player, it would be a combo of Greg Maddux, Mike Trout, and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. That's the new tagline of the podcast. Swug Steve, glad we are one of your favorite things to throw on in the mornings. Funnily enough, one of my favorite things to throw on in the mornings is a new set of pajama pants. Not the ones I wore going to sleep.
Yeah, that's called changing nowadays. Yes.
Yes, but it's just pajama pants. There's no reason to do it. You are wasting my time. That's the name of the reviewer. You guys are not wasting my time. You are wasting my time. First place in both of your leagues. Let's keep it that way. Blog Easy. We're a big fan of everything you do too, unless what you do is terrible, but given your great taste in podcasts, I highly doubt it. Wilkin, the Fantasy Pros bros make it fun even when they disagree. New tagline, a Jet 2, a podcast that you live by on a daily basis and you'd recommend it 1,000%. I admit, I was hoping for 5,000%. I will take 1,000%. KK Boss 5, the New York Times, the Daily, but for baseball. New tagline, Trap Star, quick recap with actionable info. New tagline, Dulamite. So you're the other Mets fan out there. We're glad to have you aboard. Captain Kirk, 2021, in-depth on the news is how we roll. Babla 1714, you are so worthwhile too. Again, no way to verify that. It's an educated guess. I get Buckets 301. Man, thank you for liking the intro song. I like it too. Some people don't. I don't get why. We see you and Corona 1221. Highly recommend the show to anyone looking to be a part of entertaining and useful fantasy baseball advice. You know what I'm going to say. New tagline. That's it. Those are all the reviews that came in. Thank you so much to everybody.
Stunning. Dan, we love you. Ladies and gentlemen, Dan Harris right there.
We love that you. Yeah, they left the reviews, man. All I did was acknowledge them. I know, thank you so much for it.
You know, you said you're going to read them. I didn't know you were going to do all 40.
I told you, Joe, if you're going to make this a thing, it's going to be an insane thing. Because the Peanut Gallery is fantastic. Like, they're so supportive of the show. We see each and every one of you. Yeah. Thank you so much for being here. Amazing. On YouTube and for leaving the reviews. That's
all. I particularly of all of them. Yeah, you should take a rest. Somebody needs to reboot Dan Harris. We need to make sure we figure that out.
I had to get there. I was like, I don't know how we get to 45 reviews. But.
I think live, laugh, learn. I mean, this kind of, we're the Eat, Pray, Love of baseball podcast.
That's that new tagline. There you go.
New tagline. All right. I don't know. I'm going to give you a break here. Just talk about Manscaped. Boy, let me tell you, you need a break. Manscaped.com, 20% off free shipping. The code is leading off. Father's Day is just weeks away. Go take care of the hairy person in your life, especially if that hairy person is you. It's got the longest battery life ever. The 4K LED light. You can basically read books to it at night and use it as a night light. Yeah, the buzzing might get a little weird, but you know what? It's kind of a nice white noise. You read your book, you set on the lawnmower, and then you can kind of just drift off into dreamland. It's very nice. It's got the 1 through 4 new guards. It's also got the hot foil chrome stamped sexy logo. So go to manscaped.com right now. Go get your 20% off and free shipping. Thanks to Manscaped. Your balls will thank you. All right, let's talk about this giant slate, by the way. Yeah. And, oh, wait, hold on. Before we do, shout out because the Cracker Jacks did get a couple of home runs. Turf Durgeson keeps getting it done. And Crewman each get 2 from Sal Perez. That's scary. I don't like when the Peanuts and the Cracker Jacks are getting 2. Yeah,
they're closing in on us already. They've been doing this for 3 weeks.
KONSD, Mike Mayer, Go Cards. I certainly don't want to see Mayer in this list. Spencer TBL, Mr. Wagoo, and Yoshimaster 5 all got 1. So welcome to the board, boys and girls. Nice to see Mike Mayer finally get on the board, too. Boy, baseball expert finally getting on the board. I love you, Mike. I'm teasing you. I love
Mayer's
you.
Mayer's the best, all right, yeah.
15 games. Here we go. Freddy Peralta tonight. He's just 8.7 on FanDuel. He's going to be a 98% rostered. I don't care. I want him anyway. Give me Freddy Peralta. He's 10-4 on DK. Once again, big divide. GPP arms on FanDuel. Kyle Gibson, 8.1K. Otani, huge price variance. 9-5 on FanDuel, not so much. 7-6 on DK, you have my attention. Blake Snell, if you want to get a little crazy on a Friday night in a multi-entry, just 7.9 on FanDuel. Spencer Turnbull, 8K. So there's a lot of GPP arms out there and a ton of 4 outcome games, which you're going to get to in a second. Kyle Gibson, secondary arm, 7-6 on DK, Turnbull, 8.3, along with Otani being 7-6. They're all in the mix, but Freddy Peralta is my pitcher of choice. I'm just trying to keep it safe. I like Boston more than the Yankee side tonight, just saying, although I expect there, like Dan saying, to be a 6-hour game with a fair amount of runs in it. Cleveland, Baltimore, I'll be looking for some runs in that game. Of course, you got Colorado in play with the A's too, but it's Montas and Gray, 2 of their better pitchers. So I don't love this one, but if you want to get exposure to it, it's not the worst idea. Let's pick a side. You ready? The Nats on the road against the Phillies. Scherzer versus Wheeler. Scherzer's 11-2, 11-4. Wheeler's 11-5, 10-7 on DK. Your thoughts on these two guys? Wheeler's been right there with Scherzer, so this is kind of a tough one. If you want to pick a side, I think you pick the Wheeler side because the roster percentage might be lower. That's my only thing. Other than that, I don't know, Dan, where you want to go with this one.
I expect both guys to basically have equally good performances because they are. I mean, Wheeler has been as good as Scherzer, basically just phenomenal, especially with the K's. But I agree. I think for the most part, when you see Scherzer on there, most people are just going to gravitate towards him considering their price points. I agree. I would side with Wheeler basically because I do think that the ownership percentage is going to be less. But I think both guys are going to have very, very solid games.
Because you're not going to play in cash, so you might as well not,
correct.
You know, go the Scherzer side.
Yep.
Greinke and Ryu. Ryu's 9-2 on FanDuel, 10-2 on DK. Maron. Zach Greinke, 8.2, 8.7 on DK. So this one for me is a big stay away. 4 outcomes. If I had to lean, I would say Ryu. But again, too many options. And I'd rather just have Freddy Peralta. What am I doing to myself? Why would I do this to myself? Julio Urias, 10.3, 11K. Ian Anderson, 8.3 on FanDuel, 10.9 on DK.
What is that?
What the what? But it's against the Dodgers. So I feel like this is really a tournament GPP kind of dart throw on FanDuel if you hit it right. But again, Ian Anderson has that limitation. Like, he's not going to go 8 innings and have some glorious, huge start that's going to bump you over. So it's a hard pass for me on this game just across the board. Your thoughts on this one?
Both of the last two games you mentioned, I'm just passing on. Yeah. I mean, I'm with you, Joe. I don't really need to add that much. Right there with you.
FanDuel lineup builders. You got Urshela at 2.5, Renfro at 2.8, Cesar Hernandez at 2.6, Ryan Mountcastle at 2.7, Trevor Larnach 2.4, and IKF, not to be confused with the RGB here on the podcast, Kiner Falefa at 2.6. On DK, Will Myers at 3.7, Tyler Stevenson 2.6, Larnach 2.2, Mountcastle's 3.3. Brandon Crawford having a nice little month of May into June, by the way, just 3.7. He's an interesting play. Urshela 3.6 on DK, Renfro 3.5. So you see some overlap where the cheap guys are. That brings us to, of course, the home run calls for the night. And I was red hot a couple of weeks ago. Now I've gone cold again. I am like the Miguel Sano of home run calls. So I'm going to go with Rafael Devers tonight in the Bronx. Let's do it. Rafi D, where are you calling your shot tonight with?
Jose Ramirez going up against Keegan Aiken. I just have a feeling he's going yard. I'm actually kind of confident on this one, so I feel good.
Better pitcher, or do you have more confidence in Keegan Aiken or Clay Aiken?
Well,
who's your favorite Aiken?
I don't know if I've ever seen Clay Aiken actually throw a ball, but I was a fan on American Idol. I watched that show pretty big back then.
What happened to that guy? Is he still?
I don't know. Whatever happened to those guys? Yeah, I don't know.
True story. I actually went to college to the runner up in season one. True story.
Really?
I went to University of Justin, the Arts with Justin Guarini. Yeah.
I hate to admit how much I knew about the early days of American Idol.
Now he's doing Dr. Pepper commercials all the time, which is whatever, good for him, man. You know, national commercial money. That's a good money right there.
That's
Don't
right.
feel bad for him. He's getting that's by right. just yep. fine. All right. You want to remind everybody, too, we got the Shohei Ohtani autograph ball.
Yep.
He signed it as a pitcher, just so you know, not as a hitter. So I don't know if that changes the value of it for you, but if you want it anyway, we're giving it away for free. Go to fantasypros.com/MLB contest. All you got to do, screenshot that review you leave at Apple Podcasts or CastBox, upload it to fantasypros.com/MLB contest, and you'll be entered to win that and every other subsequent contest after that, thanks to our friends at Pristine Auction. Check your spam, because this is it. Dan is serious. He is laying down the law. We are not going to go 2 weeks with this Vlad Guerrero ball like we did with that jersey, with the Acuna jersey, right? That we couldn't give away?
Yes, correct. Yes.
I mean, look at the things we're giving away.
I don't know.
Free. I don't understand. But at any rate, let's hope that we could give that away. And if not,
I'm going to email somebody like within the half hour.
Email somebody
within the half hour.
I want to speak to the manager. That's what I want to do. Oh goodness. Any waiver wire guys before we kick off today? Cause I know that's something we usually do on Friday. So anybody on your radar?
Yeah. I mean, nobody crazy, obviously Tony Gonsolin, if he is available, cause I know some people were reticent to pick him up yet. It looks like he might even have two starts next week, assuming that he came out of last night. Okay. JP FireEisen, I guess he's the closer in Tampa. I don't really know, but he's worth a look. If you are struggling at catcher, even in a one catcher league where everybody is replaceable, James McCann is finally hot and doing what we kind of expected him to do at the beginning of the year. Odubel Herrera is still around and still getting it done. Ty France, if like me, you are struggling at second base, he has been hot. He's back ever since from coming back from the IL. And if you're in a really deep league, Ross Stripling is not somebody I hate. He's had two good outings in a row. He didn't start the last game, but two really good outings in a row. And again, he was a guy who just consistently got it done with the Dodgers. So he's not a bad play in a 15-team or deeper league, Ross Stripling.
And if anybody wants to give their home run calls or just talk a little baseball because they're bored on a Friday, where do they go, Dan, for that? Because I think it's called Discord.
It is fantasypros.com/chat. Look, that place is great. Kudos again to Mike Mayer, who basically runs the entire ship there. But we're just talking baseball. That's it. And we've got channels for everything. We talk about the podcast. We talk about daily fantasy. We talk about waiver wire. We talk about start sit decisions. There are channels for everything that you guys want. If you are a subscriber, you can access every single channel and football too. Everything. It's going to be great. Again, fantasypros.com/chat.
I love this. Leaving on this note from Mart's Mimic, Joe went to school with the stars. I went to school with the guy who stole Barry Switzer's national championship rings. I love that. That is great. On that note, we wish everybody a great weekend. If you wanted a longer show, you got 5 extra minutes today.
Yeah, so, there you go.
And if you hate the longer show, I'm sorry. I apologize. Go leave a 5-star review about it. All right. That'll do it for Dinger, Dan Harris, and myself. But the story of the game goes on. We'll be back again Monday to do it all again. So that'll do it for us. We'll see you next time, kids.